How big was the bottle of champagne this time?
You know what? Bottle of mom's. When I go home. No, I had no idea. So, just one more than $5.99. I just have a cal guy right in the middle of everything with Canoff.
With what?
With Canoff, you know, the double steel. And
yeah, no, we had a couple of cal guys on that one with Simeon on the front end of it, Cannon on the back end of it. Just an aggressive play. So, you know, that's not a call. It's Marcus on a green light and you know, Maddie and Mark reading it. So, looks good. You know, trying to be a little bit more aggressive when we get a chance on the bases. It's not really what we do, but look good.
You come up with any more ways to describe Chapman's defense?
You know, you want to say like video game-ish, but I don't know that a video game has seen that before. I even talking to Pinder and Olson, you know, the guys that have seen them the most, they're like, I don't know what to say about that one. I mean, off the bat, there's just no way. One, he's going to get to it. Two, I thought maybe he'd try to go to second, but he flips it over first and gets him easily. I mean, it's just, we keep seeing highlight reels from him.
What'd you think of Trevor tonight?
I thought he battled. You know, early on, I'm not sure, you know, his command was as good as it normally is, but he got better and better as he went along. Next thing you know, he gives us six innings, and you know, six innings makes it a lot easier on us, you know, to only have to cover three innings in the bullpen. And you know, at the beginning of the game, looking at it, you know, maybe not able to go six, but fought through it pretty well.
Mark's had a few rough years, but he played him everywhere, four positions, batted them all up and down the lineup. Well, how gratifying is it to see him have the year that he's having?
Yeah, you know, after the injury and the surgery and the long road of rehab back after what was a really good year and then a tough year because of the injury, to see him doing what he's doing right now is, you know, his dedication and hard work certainly makes us, it's a lot of fun to see him do his thing. We knew, you know, he's a guy that can be really productive and versatile on top of it. So he's getting a chance to play every day, and he's, you know, he's come a long way back from what was a tough injury for him.
One game back of the playoff spot heading into August 1st. Is that something that you thought was possible beginning of the season?
You know, we thought all along we'd get better, and the group feels like they can do big things. But, you know, we're looking at August 1st right now. There's a lot of games left to be played. But I don't think anything surprises the team, you know, with where we are right now. They're looking to do better things as we go along. And, you know, we seem to get better as the season goes along.
When your career is done, or in the offseason, when you have some time, is 600 wins
my
something?
Career done in the offseason?
No, I meant one or the other. Is that 600 wins, is that only fourth manager in franchise history? Is that something that you're going to look back on, or is it just another number?
You know, I think that's something you reflect on maybe later on down the road. Just to, you know, I'm appreciative that I'm here as long as I've been here to the people that make those decisions. So I thank them, and then, you know, probably at some point in time reflect on it.
Bob, KD's home run hits well above the Holy Toledo sign in center field. Are you running out of things to say about his power at this point?
Yeah, we have some special players, and you know, he's got tremendous power. You know, it's tough to hit home runs in this ballpark at night, let alone center field. You know, almost in the upper deck or off the glass. You know, you look at the swing; he steps in the bucket, but keeps everything square. Bat drags, and but I think what I'm most impressed by is, you know, this base hit single that drives in, you know, the sixth run, I think it was. You know, you watch him take BP now, and it's more of a hitter's BP. It's not necessarily just a power hitter's BP. He hits the ball the other way, one continuous round. And his bat control has gotten better and better since we've seen him here. So he's drawn more walks. You know, he's more dangerous. He's always been dangerous as far as the home run goes, but he's more of a dangerous hitter now.
When's the last time you saw a guy hit a 450-foot home run and a 60-foot single in the same game?
Yeah, well, probably him at some other point in time. You know, and it's power that you don't see, and we've been spoiled by it.
But you get a sense that this team, maybe it doesn't even matter whether you got a guy or not at the deadline, and you just keep doing what they.
Well, we got Familia, so we didn't get somebody right at the deadline. But you've seen what he's done for us. I mean, he's been terrific for us. I don't know that any team had a pickup like him, you know, and So we just didn't do it right at the deadline. I don't think the guys were too worried about it today. We're happy with who we got a little bit before, and now we just kind of move forward.
And it's a good sign, maybe two consecutive starts that have been real nice on a team.
We need to cut down on it. You know, granted, we're a little bit deeper in the bullpen now, but, you know, today I wasn't going to pitch Lou or Pagan. You know, tomorrow Familia's put down, but Lou's back in. So as long as we can get guys into the sixth and seventh innings, then, you know, we don't have to tax it too much. So, yeah, it was welcome to see, you know, two good starts like that.
Thank you.